Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph through Zayin, Be'ezer Hashem. Etilas Halulah V'Brachosei. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Arvas Minim, Shehito Kol Echad Lulav Echad Shnei Arvas Shlesha Hadassim, V'Bokoyim Amitcha Kelek Ahadas Kosher, Sagi Lei B'chad Loi Kotim. V'Mitzvah La'ogdom B'Kesher Gomer, Dainu Shnei Sharam Zel Gazem Mishim Noi. Mechaber starts off that there's a chiyuv for everybody to take a lulav and not to be yotze with somebody being mate to you. The shatz, Mishnah Berurah brings down such a tzad, big hak, what's the havamina? It's a mitzvah shebegufoy, something that he has to do. It's no different than tefillin. What would be the havamina that each person wouldn't have a chiyuv to take it? But the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here at the beginning what the Magen Avraham says in the Prima Gadim, that if there's a choice of either davening, it's not clear, davening with a minion or davening bechlal, davening or taking a lulav, then on the first day where lulav is deraisa and tefillah is only derabanan, then you would go to the place that has the lulav as opposed to tefillah. As opposed to the second day, the mashmoi says both of them are derabanan. It's not clear what would be in such a case. From the Prima Gadim that says on the second day, b'yom tov sheni, yup, in the case where it's a vaday mispalalin and a safik lulav, he says you should go to the vaday in safik moed mide vaday, go to the vaday mispalalin instead of the Safik Luluf. Since they're both Derabanan, you don't have the Maila of Luluf being Derai, so they're both Derabanan, and we may go to the Vada instead of the Safik. The Chur of the Mashmois is, says the Bikur Yaakov from the Prima Gadim, that if they're both Vadai on the second day, you have a Vadai Tfilo and Vadai Luluf. Which one should you do? Vadai Luluf. It's only because Luluf is a Safik, ain't Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Says Bikur Yaakov, the Chur is Meduik from Magan Avram, not that way. Magan Avram seems to say that only on the first day do you go to the lulav instead of the tefillah, because lulav is the raisa and tefillah is the rabbanan. But on the second day, they're both the rabbanan, the mashmoris would be, then you'd go to tefillah, to the place that has tefillah. And he says, Bikur Yaakov Lechor, that's mistaver, because tadr v'shein et tadr koidim. And memela, tefillah is tadr and lulav is not tadr. The shayla is, so what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? The Mishnah Berurah that brings down this prima gadim, the mashmoris says, only because it's a safek lulav, klape vaday tefillah, that's why you go to the tefillah. But if it be a vaday and a vaday, it's mashma you take the lulav. L'chor, what's this? Tadr v'shein etadr, tadr koidim. So the truth is that it's not so simple, because tadr v'shein etadr, tadr koidim, tasteless on daf chav gimel amid beis and Shabbos says, the only time you say tadr v'shein etadr is dafka, we have two mitzvahs that you want to do. The question is, which one are you going to do first? However, if by doing one of the mitzvahs, you're not going to be able to do the second mitzvah, then we don't say the klal of tadr v'shein etadr tadr koidim. It's a din only in kedima. It's not a din in dechia. Memela, in a case where the mitzvah is going to be nidche, then lav dafka do we say that the tadr is koidim, and tell in what's more chashiv u kedima. Memela, in such a case, the chor is either this or that, then we would not say the din of tadr v'shein etadr tadr koidim. What's pshalafi the prima gadim? So anybody that wants to handle it, there's a Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Reish Pei Dalid in Hilchos Chanukah. It's Mitzayin that Lachur from Tesis, he brings down this first Tesis. He says from Tesis and Sukkah, Daf Nun Dal, it's Mashma not that way. So it is a clear. But Lachur, that would be Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Ramah brings that the Mokim Hadchak, that there's only the Leka Hadas Sagi Bechad Leikotim. What's the Pshat that one Hadas is enough? But Pashas, the reason is because the Ramban paskins like Rabbi Akiva. It's Machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ramban paskins like Rabbi Akiva that one is enough, one Hadas is enough. If that's the case, then the Chura, then one Arava should also be enough. Because Rabbi Akiva says that also one Arava is enough. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to Hadas, he says, if you only have one Hadas, then you're allowed to take it. Not only that, the Mashmoy says you could even make a bracha. If it's nektam, he says maybe don't make a bracha. However, if it's not nektam, he says to take it. When it comes to Arava, he's so machmir, says Mishnah Berurah, if you took your lulav and you only had one Arava, then you have to make a new bracha. Azayz after, l'chari, you have to make a new bracha, lo yotze yidei chavasa, you have to make a new bracha. What bracha are you going to make? That the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you. That we have to wait till the end of the simen. The pashta says if you have it in your hand and you have another and you have another Arava around, then you'd make a Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Al Netilas Arvei Nachal. You wouldn't make an Al Netilas Lulav. That's the Mashmois at the end of the Simen, as we'll see Be'ezer Hashem. However, Lachur, it's a big Chiddush over here that you should have to be make a new Bracha. The truth is that the Mekor for this Halacha, the Sharatim brings down, is from the Chidah. Chidon Birki Yosef, he brings it down from. However, the Shari Tshuva, the Chaim Bracha quotes this really, but the Shari Tshuva at the end of the Simin, it should have been Matayin, it was Matayin on Sifir Beis. The Shari Tshuva at the end of the Simin brings down that the Birki Yosef, Ayin Birki Yosef, B'Shem Beis David, Dimnotol Bad Echot Shal Arovais, Yachzer V'Yavarech.
He says that Lamais and Machzik Bracha, he goes at the end of the day not to be Mavarach, and that's how the Chaim Bracha. Chaim Bracha is the Sefer, it's in the back of Matta Ephraim. He lived a little over 100 years ago, probably, and he wrote a Sefer on Dalad Minim that goes the Fi Aleph Beis. And it's like an encyclopedia on Dalad Minim, and he has all the different chapters there. He says, L'chore, he quotes this Machzik Bracha, and he says, L'chore, it's a chiddush to say that you should have to make a new Bracha. And that's how it seems that most Paiskim go, not like this Mishnah Berurah L'maisa. That you shouldn't sin Safek Brachas L'Hakal also, and it seems that the Makar for the Mishnah Berurah is the Birki Yosef, who in Machzik Bracha himself says not to. Mamela, in such a case where a person only had one Arava, which is not so uncommon, sometimes the Arava just slips right out of the Kreshikol, then certainly he should not make a, he shouldn't make a, he should take it again with two Aravas, but he should not make a new Bracha. And certainly L'Chore, I would be Yosef if he found out, this is one of the questions, that one of his Aravis was Nektam, which is also not so uncommon. If he had both Aravis there, it's more uncommon to have only one. You would have noticed it beforehand. If he had two, but Mamash the top was Nektam. In such a case, L'chura, it's even more of a reason not to make a new Bracha, because the Shita Tarambam is that the same way that Hadas, which is Nektam, is Kosher, so to Arava, which is Nektam, is Kosher. So Mamela, there's even shitas that hold that if it's nektam it's kosher, even though the Mishnah Berurah earlier says that it's not, it's a shita yichida, you can't even start if it's svek sveiko. But since Lamaisa, there's shitas that hold that nektam by Arava is kosher, therefore certainly if we're telling you that even if you didn't have Arava Bechlal, you shouldn't make a new bracha, certainly if you had two Aravas, just one of them is nektam, then you would not make a new bracha, though you should take it again with two kosher Aravas. So the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, it's a good question. According to this, then maybe we should, according to this, but it doesn't seem that it's that simple. It could be also that by Hadassim, there's two Shitas that hold that one is enough. Two Tanayim that hold that way, as opposed to by Arava, there's only one, and therefore maybe we're more makel when it comes to Hadas as opposed to when it comes to Arava. The Mechaber says, Mitzvah la'ogdom mikesher gomer. Dainu shnik sharam zal, ze mishum noi, viochal la'igdom bimin acher, vim noshu me'olam mesech agud bimin shemafsik, ein lochrush bimin bimino yene choytetz. Now this was one of the questions that was supposed to be put on the Shailash Nishalu Lamaisa. This was Nishalu Lamaisa. Somebody has an interesting allergy that every time that he takes a lulav, his hand, he gets an allergic reaction on his hands. It's not just a lulav, it's also the kreshikol. The kreshikol is made out of the leaves of the lulav. The shaila was, is there any problem? What's the etza? What could he do that he should not have this problem of the allergic reaction? So, l'chura, if you hold that lulav ain't tzarech again, then it's not a problem to be ma'agad the lulav. It's not a problem to be ma'agad the lulav with anything else. Afilu b'menacher, like the Mechaber says, that would not be a issue. And l'chura, even though it's a different thing, even you'd be able to hold it by the makim, by the makim of the aguda. Even though according to Rava, maybe that'd be a chatzitza, but according to Rava, kol le'noisa yenechoytzit, and since it's here, al zekei levan veyu al tzadin hidr mitzvah, al tzadin of noi, mamele would not be chaytzit, therefore there's no problem whatsoever. Wrap it up in saran wrap. Wrap it up in something which looks nice once you're doing it. You might as well use gimonia shelzov or whatever it is. You could use, once you're not using a lulav, then in a chanami, you could use anything else. However, even though lamaisa we pass, you could use anything else, the minig of the oilam, as you puk chazi mai amidabar, what the minig of the oilam is to use dafka lulav. And the truth is something very interesting, the Kapis Tamarim says, that the beginning of the Gemara, Rava says, we have the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether or not lulav tzarech eged or lulav ein tzarech eged, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to use dafka minoi. The first Gemara says, Alma Rava, vechein besiv v'ikra de diklo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you use a leaf of the lulav, you can even use siv v'ikra de diklo, you can use a bark of the tree, that's also considered minoi. Frektakap is tamarim, l'chura, what's Rava coming to be mechadish? We paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Meir that lulav ain't tzarich hegel. If you the chomim lulav ain't tzarich hegel. So why are you telling me the suvah dikra? You're allowed to use anything. Suvah dikra is only a chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zokta kavitz marim a massive chiddush. Zokter, you're right. We paskin like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, since it's a safek daraisa, and also he says mistaver time in Rabbi Yehuda, memeli should be choishish lechatchila for shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we don't paskin like that. This is a big yesoid benegeah to halacha lamaisa that we're going to see more in Tafresh Nedvav. That a lot of halacha is being choshesh for shitas that we love dafka hold according to Iker Dedino. The chatchila were choshesh, but the eved will go according to Iker Dedin. But mele lechatchila and echanami, one should be choshesh for shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you should use dafka something which is minai. Mele, Rava says, achilo sivi Iker Dediklo. Says the kapis marn. He's moitzav at the end. I saw a ma'isa chasidim anshe ma'isa that they only use a kosher kol or they use a leaf of the lulav and a chanami. That's all that they use. They do not use maybe gemenya shel zav in addition, but certainly the ikar igud is dafka with a olah shel lulav. The truth is that this is already brought down in the rishonim, the rikayach, and others bring down the lechatchila one should use. The mitzvah is to use it. Allah shall lulav. How do you have mistaver timing? He understood that it's similar to sukkah lachara. It's similar that by sukkah we find the same thing that has to be dafka minoy, anything which is a chilek lachara. What's that? If you hold eged. If you hold eged, then the eged has to be dafka b'minoy. Yeah. Mistaver time that was nichlal negzera shava. If there's a din that you need eged, and the din lekicha tells you that you have a, you know, if you're going to be ma'agedit to use something which is dafka minay. If you're going to be ma'agedit to use something which is dafka minay, as opposed to something which is lav dafka minay. That's when you get to the Iker Din of Eged. Now there's all types of kosher cloths that people make, but most people in a Hanami make it out of a luv. Ali luv. Now the Mechaber says, Mitzvah l'agdom b'kesher gomer. Kesher gomer says the Mishnah Berurah, v'lei ba'aniva, de'in z'kesher aneser b'shabbos yomtev. V'lei mikri Eged. The big shaila is, if that's the case, then l'chero, how could one be yoytzei the mitzvah with a kosher cloth? L'chero, that is not a, it's not even an aniva. It's mamash just a sleeve that you're sticking in the hadas and the ravas and the luv. But l'chura, that's not considered a kshira at all, and certainly it's not asar on yontif to use it. How is that b'chlal akim of the din eged? So the Mishnah Berurah is mitsiachas to this shaylo, and he brings down a shel shuvas agur v'alecho that says that's not a problem. He says shemitzade d'mashano egin oilav shleilas is kesher aloisin min ali aluluv k'min beis yad v'techna luluv boi gam ze b'chlal kesher ayin shom. The Gur Velecha holds that that's also considered a kesher. They're all being held together. He was glad at talking about a case where there's only one sleeve that you're sticking them all inside, as opposed to ours that have three sleeves. But Lamaisa, either way, Lachar, you didn't have a kesher. You didn't have a kesher gomer. And Memela, it shouldn't be considered a good egg. It's not something which is also an yantif. Nevertheless, he says, that's not a problem. That's a kium of the noi, of Zekei Livan Veyu, of being ma'agedit. And Memela, it's that's the kiyum of the din eged lechatchila al zekei lemaveim. The shaila is, what do you do with the gemara? The gemara is before, it's not that way. The gemara says that you need dafka when it's not yontif, you need to be ma'agedit with a kricho, but on yontif you need a kesher gomer. And the mashmois is like Rashi says over there that even if you the mandar meluluv ain't tzarich eged, and that's the it was going in the mandar that holds. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Aniva is considered is also on Shabbos, and he holds not like Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold that Luv Tzarich Eged. Even if Luv ain't Tzarich Eged, if you want to be Ma'agedit, you have to be Kurich Misaviv on Yantif. Mashmoy says before Yantif, however, you're supposed to do a Kesher Gomer. Lachar is not a Kesher Gomer, it's not a Kesher versus Nasar Yantif. Not only that, even the Tabois, even the rings that people make and they put around their Kesher Cloth are also not something which is Nasar B'Shabbos, depending on how you make them. Depending on how you make them, maybe we should make one now, I don't know. But depending on how you make it, the standard taboris that a person makes, depending on, even if you would lock it, at the end of the day, that it's
that it shouldn't come out. However, this is the standard tabas that people use. L'chor, this is not something, maybe you can't make the tabas on Shabbos, but once it's already made, to stick it on top of your lulav, l'chor, there's no problem. Question is how you lock it. There's ways to lock it that it shouldn't move around at all. Depending on how you lock it, could be that putting it in would be considered a kesher. Could be that, depending on how you do it. We spoke to Reilum handled it a little bit. But Bepashtis, lav dafke, is it considered a kesher? What's up, Shah? So the truth is that in a Hanami, if you look at many poiskim, our noite, the Bikur Yaakov, is noite that you need dafka kesher gomer. He says even those people that use tabois, he brings down the Prima Gadim that says the minig is to use tabois. It's Prima Gadim and Tafresh Mem Zayin. He says that Bechina ni noig. Says the Bikur Yaakov Lechur, that's not a kesher gomer. It's not a kesher gomer, and therefore it's a problem. Not only that, he's moisiv afterwards. It has to be such a stark kesher that you can't take in and out the hadasim and the aravis. It has to be mikusher and gansa. It has to be tight. The only way for you to take them out is to untie it, untie the knot, pull out the hadasim and aravis, and stick in new ones. But if it's not that tight, then that's not considered a strong enough kesher. That should be problematic. Some sefer also in Chedushim in the Gemara says the same thing. He says even if we're going to make tabois on the top that are not sharim, but at least one kesher on the bottom should be considered a kesher shokayomo, kesher al gabi kesher. That's what Shlomo Zalman was knowing, that's what Yashua says one should do. Many of the poiskim say to do this, you should make dafka, at least one kesher al gabi kesher on top of your kreshikul, that it should be a proper egged. And that's how I was speaking to the Olam. There are a number of people in the Chabura that Erechanami are taken knowing to do that. So either they don't use the kreshek of baklal and they tie kesher gabi kesher. The simplest way is to take only a small piece of your branch of your lulav, and then it's like a string, and then you can tie it without any problem, make a double knot, and stays beautifully. However, there are many people in Klal Yisrael that do not do that. That's not the meaning that I grew up with, and there's many people that just use a kreshek. And you could ask any Rishalmi kid who makes kosher cloth just how many people use kosher cloth. It could be that they make a kesher on top of it. In a chanami, it's taken out of raya. But there's many people that do not do a kesher agave kesher. And the shayla is lachur, it's mefurish, it seems mefurish in halacha. Now for this mission, it seems that it's mefurish that one should be choshesh lechatchila to make a kesher agave kesher. What's the pshat? So the truth is that it's totally in. What's the reason? This was Darul Mahandal a little bit. Last habura. What's pshat? That it's a kiyum of zek hili van veyu to be ma'agir lulav. I understand if you have gzeira shava like a Yehuda of lakachtem lakachtem, that there's a din to be ma'agir the lulav with a kshiro, because that's what we learn out of aguda seizer, is to make a proper agudo. But if you don't have such gzeira shava, and all you're being ma'agir, the reason why you're being ma'agir is because of zek hili van veyu, where does it come from bechlal that you need dafka kesher agabi kesher? What's the reason why it should be, first of all, why is it zek hili van veyu? What's the ending of Zeki Livan Veil Bechlal that it looks nicer when it's Mu'ugud? So the truth is that Avni Nezer, I saw numerous people, the Dirish amongst others, the Lecha Shleima, a number of Svarim I saw quote this Avni Nezer, it's in a few different places. Chelek Arachayim, Toflam and Gimel, more he's Matai himself, the Tof Tzadi Dalet, where he speaks about it a little bit more. And he names on Kipshutai that the din of Eged, that is of Zeki Livan Veil, was not to be Miyapeh, the lulav. It doesn't make the lulav look nicer. It's being miyape the lekicha. It's making the lekicha better. In other words, the Torah told you to take three minim together. Take the esrog separate and take three minim together. Now, from the fact that the Torah is telling you to take the three minim together, that means that they're supposed to be together. They're not supposed to be just spread around. By being ma'agad them with a kesher gomor, you're being ma'agad them entirely that they're very much together. It's not just that together that the Torah told me that they should be one next to the other one. I'm being ma'agedid, it's being mikusher one to the next entirely, that it's considered a aguda gemura, that is considered a better lekicha. I'm being, the Indian of Zekei Levavim was to do more than the Torah said. The Torah just said put one next to the other, and I'm putting one next to the other that it should be mikusher one to the next to the other, it should be tied together. It's mamish entirely tied. Does it make the lulav look nicer? No, in a chanami. According to that lamdas in a chanami, then you need dafka kesher al gabe kesher, and maybe there's the a kosher kol according to this lechora, ken zayin would not be a kiyum of the din of zekei levavim. However, the agur ba alecho and the chokas yoyevin is haktama, and the chashima quotes it, and it's more mefurish in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is marach when he gets to this. And he says, he names on kepshuta know that the zekei levavim is that it should be mugud. The hainu that it looks nicer when it's tied together. The actual dalet minim are nicer when they're tied together. And Mameli says, that's the ending to be mekasherin. It makes it look nicer. And he says, accordingly, lechein atanogu. Lechein atanogu lase taboiz nois me'ale alulav atzmon. V'teichvin oisen hagimel minim lesecha taboiz. U'miyapin hamelochu beklieno v'gimel chalolim. Bechol min u'min nitcha bechalolim. V'zeo noi la'amitzvah v'chein noyagin. The Aruch HaShulchan Amayso, he goes with our Mahalach. He says, the reason why he brings down the Ramah, says that there's a Yeshurim that says you should always do a Kricho and not a Kshiro. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that it's Lav Dafka on Shabbos, even during the week when the Ramah says that there's Yeshurim, that Yesh mi shekosu lasis akesher b'derech acher, shekarchen tzivah shleishem minim elu, v'techen reish akrach teicha igol akoruch. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that's not talking about during the week, as Shabbos as opposed to during the week. He learns always. Why? Because it's nicer. It's pushing nicer to wrap it around and to make a double knot. But really says, if that's the case, that it's nicer, and that's what we're trying to be mekayim, the din of noi, then the tabois that we make and the kosher cloth that we make, that's certainly, they're woven, they look beautiful. Imamish, it happens to be that the fresh ones, they're probably about 5 or 6 times the price of the dried ones, they look much nicer. They look much nicer, and it's like rubbish. Imamish looks, there's an Indian, of this lechura, there's an Indian of Zeki Levan Veil. If you learn like Davni Nezer, it doesn't make a difference what it is, lechura. It doesn't make a difference if it's old, if it's new. The Zeki Levan Veil is that should be Yosem Ogid, you have to have a double knot. Mashenkin says, Aruch HaShulchan, no. It's to be Ma'agadit, that should all be together in a nice bundle. You made the bundle nice. How is it nice? By being Kurus Sov, it says Ramah, and Kol Shekin, if you have a Kurushikon. Everything has its own sleeve, he says. Each one, each min has its own hadas, arava. We think that's a chazar. And Zokter, no, it's a maila. It looks nicer. And Mamela, that's v'cheinu noyagin, Zokter. Mamela, that's l'charakim. It would be tali l'chara. This inyan would be tali in what the reason of the zekei levan ve'u. Somebody wants to be yetzer both, then he could do it underneath. Underneath his kashikol, just tie a double knot, and then put your kashikol on top. In a chanam, you have a kiyim l'chara of both. Now, what happens if it's Erev, it's Yontif, and this is what many people were mentioned, that some reason on Erev Yontif it gets very busy, and they don't have a chance to be Ma'agad or Lulav? Can you be Ma'agad your Lulav on Yontif or not? So, if you already have a Tabas, or you already have a leaf of the Lulav pulled off, then that's the Allah that's brought down here. Yes, certainly you're allowed to, and that's a Gemara Mefureshes, that there's no problem. Some are knowing to do a dafka on yontif b'shas mitzvah. However, there's no tikkun mana just by wrapping it around the lulav. There's no tikkun mana. The question is there tikkun mana by making a tabas? Is there tikkun mana by pulling off the leaf of the lulav? So the truth is that the Shari Tshuva over here brings down. He talks about it, and he says that meikar adin l'chor, there's no problem to pull off a leaf of a lulav on yontif or Shabbos. That's what we call. In Yochel Shabbos, psikas tolosh. That means it's already detached from the ground. There's no ktsira, there's no klisha, there's nothing. It's already detached from the ground. So we're merely allowed to break it off. That's not a problem. Now, I just want to clarify. If you, somebody that breaks off from a branch which is already detached on Shabbos, he breaks off a little piece to make a toothpick, he's chayav chatos. That's Isra Daraisa, Davar Pashin, he made a kli. That's not what we're talking about here. But in a case where you're not trying to make a kli, I'm making him just pulling off the branch. After I take off the branch, then I'm making a kli, it might be an issue. I could just wrap it around, but in and of itself, it's not ba'etzim a kli. Then he says, "Sikas talash as a shari tshuva, it's not a problem, you're allowed to do it." However, he says, "Ha'olam kimdumani sha'olam noyegim bozeh yeser." He says you could do it b'tzino, with your teeth, he says to do it. L'maisa, there are poiskim that say that it's a chshash d'araisa. To pull it off would be considered, it's the chayodim zichrater is Moshe. He says that to pull it off is maybe also tikkun mana. Why? Because you can't use the leaf while it's attached. You can't use the leaf to wrap up the lulav when it's still attached. The only way that you could use it properly is after it's totally detached. So by totally detaching it,
you're being misak in it, that it should be roi to be used as a kli, and that would be a problem of tikkun mana. Certainly, lechura, if it's, even when it's detached, even if you know nema not that way, and you nema that you're allowed to take it off with your teeth, however, to make a tabas, that is certainly making a kli, that would be problematic.
Before you make it into tabas, you want to decide it's a kli, because you will write something around.
No, because it wasn't roi to be used, and now it's roi to be used. It wasn't roi to be used to be ma'agid something, and now it's roi to be used. That's a kli. Something which wasn't roi to be used, it's like a bottle cap. That's why it's a shayla of a bottle cap on Shabbos. You couldn't use it as a bottle cap. And now when you open it up, you now made it into a bottle cap. I was ready on top. It doesn't make a difference. It wasn't usable. Now you made it usable. Once you make it usable, you're taking something that wasn't usable and making it usable, that's like a taken money.
What if somebody can detach it? It's okay to have it wrapped around the rib back there. That's a
so the question is that considered an egged when you haven't yet attached it? That's a good question. Is that considered an egged? We haven't found that if it can you be ma'agid something with itself. The pashas would be that that wouldn't be considered an egged. If it's not attached, I don't look at it as a different thing. I don't look at it as being ma'agid. You haven't taken anything off, even though you did wrap something around, but it's not a different thing. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not that would be considered an egged.
If you go to make one, you made it one. The point is that it has to be not attached to the loss of the legal attached.
The question is, does that have a din egged? Is that considered egged if it's part of it, the same thing? If it's the same thing, then maybe we wouldn't look at that as an egged b'chlal.
But we have it with the raisa and then an egged. That's not a tikkun on itself. I'm being misakir, so it's a tikkun.
Once it's not ma'akiv, then it's not going to be a problem of zekir v'anveil. It's not going to be a tikkun on it. Anything which is not ma'akiv, it's like being tovel a kli, which is not betzim tummy. So if it's tummy, then it's tikkun money. If it's not betzim tummy, you're just doing it as a chumrah, then it's not tikkun money because maker and then it doesn't need. Even though the chur is at the raisa. Her. Now the question is bichlal. Even if you have one that's so to pull it off, it seems that the minhag olam is not to do that, not to pull it off on yontif. One should make sure that he has one that's pulled off on yontif. Now before yontif. Now even if he has one which is detached before yontif, there's still another shayla of how to do it, how to make the egged. So it says, don't make a kshiro, just make a kricha anivo, make an anivo. Now, even making an anivo, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Zayin talks about making an anivo on a lulav on Shabbos, and he says, if you make a kshiro, if you tie a lulav the same way that you tie your shoes, you make one knot on the bottom and then you tie a bow. He says, since you're leaving it for 7 days, that's a shayla of a kesher shel kayama, even though it's all it is a bow on top. But the kesher which is on the bottom, a single kesher, even though in and of itself is nothing, but if it has something on top which is holding it, then it could be problematic. And if it's staying for 7 days, yesh la'ayin. That's what he says. So the best thing to do is to make a bow, if you're going to make a bow, without the kesher on the bottom. Now the truth is that even making a proper kesher, there's a big handle, and I'm just going to bring it up here because one of the big rayas is from Rashi by us in Daf Lamed Gimel, is the Maral Diskin was Machadish, that if a person ties something on Shabbos and his intention is that it should be stay tied for 20 minutes, after that he couldn't care what happens to it, then even if it's going to stay tied forever, that's not considered a kesher shel kayama. Lemashal, somebody wants to take out the garbage, he doesn't want the garbage to spill on the way up to the dumpster, so mamela, he ties it into a knot and then he takes it out into the garbage and throws it inside. Once it's inside the dumpster, he couldn't care what happens to it. The cats are going to eat it anyhow. So it's going to be open. Who cares if it's open or if it's closed? So is this considered a kesher shel kayama? A kesher shel kayama is something which you want to stay in ganzen. This is going to stay forever. But you don't care if it stays forever. Meral diskin is mitzadin. That's not considered a kesher shel kayama. Lamaisa Rashi Laman Gimel, when he's talking about egged on Shabbos, he says to make a kesher is considered a kesher shel kayama. He says, v'zeo shel kayama, she'enei choshish lahatiroi erlomis. Enei choshish lahatiroi erlomis. He doesn't want to take it out. He's not choshish to take it out. He doesn't have any reason to take it out. Mashmoy says, mamish vaker. That he couldn't care to take it out, that's considered kesher shel kayama. It's not so pashut. There are those of some sefer wants to be mitzadid that Rashi talking about those that were merged to levein levnei v'neim. Those people that they gave them over for generations. So really, he wanted to stay good for years. But Rishlomo Zalman Ishmish Avskechoso is saying this in Hilchos Shlomo. He has a big arichus when he gets to this Rashi, when he gets to the difference, maybe it's not a raya. That is a shayla lemaisa lechura. It would come out from Rashi, from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, that if one is tying it on yontif lechatchila, he should not make a knot and a bow on top. you should only make a bow, or you should wrap it around like the Mishnah Berurah says, but to tie it like you would tie your shoes, that the Mishnah Berurah is mitzaded, that is a problem of a kesher shel kayom. Even if you're going to take it out. First Bir Allah and Simin Shin Yud Zayin. He discusses that issue exactly. Now this Bechal HaShayla, after you're makta your lulav for a mitzvah, how could you rip off once it's hooked to the mitzvah, say, what right do you have? The same way that we saw when it gets to Esrig, if it's hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to take a bite out of it, even though you're allowed to use chasr in the second day this year. You're allowed to take a bite out of your Esrig? L'chara chasr is kasher. You're allowed to take a bite out of it, it's hooked to the mitzvah, say. So it could be that only on the first day it's hooked to in Gansin, the rest of the days it's not. But your lulav, you should have the same thing. Once you already took it, once you already used it, then, or took to the mitzvah, say, then l'chara, you should be able to pull off a leaf. Some of the price from mitzadin. However, they say that if it's for your own lulav, first of all, if it's more than the shear, then there's a bigger tzad to say that it's okay. That's if you know, your lulav is five tvachim, you can take off from the bottom. And even without that, could be that for your own lulav, that's considered a chilek of the mitzvah. Hooks to the mitzvah, and the chilek of the mitzvah is the igud, but mainly you're allowed to use it for your own lulav, but you shouldn't use it for somebody else's lulav. But that's only after you already used it once. Hazman alav milsehi. And if you haven't taken your lulav once, then in Echonami, that's not considered hooks on mitzvah.
But what's the
head question?
Why should it make a difference?
Even
though you don't take the sheer lulav. Even? No matter how long your lulav is, you pull off a side leaf, you don't take the sheer lulav, there's no need to take the sheer.
But you're taking it off from the chelik which is already hooked on.
And if you're taking the sheer also, whichever leaf you take up, you can be within the.
No, even though it goes up, but it's not coming out of it, that wouldn't be a problem. But you're right, Lachera, that's Lachera Gutaino, that you don't. There's not a certain amount of leaves. As long as you have enough leaves covering, then Lachera, you could say that this wasn't Hukta. The problem is if you say Brera or Ain Brera. That's maybe a shadow. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here an interesting halacha. What's the Hadassim go on the right, and the Aravas go on the left? Like the Ramah says, Yesh Likshara Hadas Gavoy Yesim. I'm sorry, it doesn't say it. The Hadas goes on the right and the Lulav goes on the left, unless you're knowing like the Arizal, there's Hadasim on both sides and in the middle, and Rav is on both sides. Now the question is, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's with the lefty? Does the lefty put Hadasim on the left? Does the lefty put Hadasim on the right? Says the Bikurei Yaakov, that you put them, the lefty, if he's taking the Lulav in his right hand, in his left hand, then he should also take the Hadasim in and turn them around. If for him, we say that his left is his right, so in the same way that he takes the lulav in his left, he should put the hadassim to the left. And it says, Bukhlal, if he doesn't do that, then he's going to be different than everybody else. Because everybody else, their esrig is next to their aravis, and his esrig is next to the hadassim. But Mela should be similar to everybody else, and that's what he's mitzadid. Lamaisa Prima Gandam says not that way, and Mishabur brings down that you do not switch around the hadassim and the aravis. What's the pshat? Chorel Bikur Yaakov is a good taino. If we go buster him and he takes the lulav in his left hand, then he should also put the hadassim in his left hand. The chor of the pshat is that the reason why he's taking his left hand is because his left hand is more chashiv. But once he has it in the more chashiv a hand, so then what's more chashiv, the right or the left? We're not going buster him anymore. We're buster bechlal. But again, the oilam, right is more chashiv. But mainly you put the hadassim on the right side. The lamais of the Ramah says that you should take all the hadassim and the rovim. And you should put them, be mashpul them into the aguda, and you should hold them together. The Mishnah Berurah says you should hold them together. That means that when you're holding your lulav, don't hold it at the bottom, underneath your kreshikol, and not holding the hadassim and the aravis. You should be holding everything together, the hadassim, the aravis, the lulav, all together. It's not ma'akev b'diyavid, because the kichay d'izavarach, and there are other people that are mitzadin, that atak is ma'akev, the binin shleim is mitzadin, that it's ma'akev b'diyavid. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes like the goyin, that's considered the kichay d'izavarach. You're taking the hadassim and the aravis, and Mamela, that's Shmei Lekicha and your Yetzeh. But Lechatchila, one should be makbet to hold the entire Aguda. Now, one thing which is very chashiv is what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. They once said Bashkevila up about it. Every year, usually, you find somebody that talks about it. That one should be careful when they're being Ma'agad or Lulav, that the last Kesher that they make, aside from the Kesher that goes around Hadassim Aravis, and the lulav, the one that goes around the hadassim, the lulav itself at the top, the two or the three that go at the top, that go on the lulav itself, should be one tefach below the top of the lulav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says below the top of the shedra, which is considered the lulav. That's the shirav. That way you could be able to be mekaskes ba'alin, you'll be able to do the eged. The Kuri Yaakov says according to this, one should not take a lulav which the top is entirely covered with a kura, because also you can't be mekaskes ba'alin. Seichemet says that's according to the Ashkenazim, according to the Sfaradim, that don't have to be a kalskis balin, just a halacha on the Haival without moving around the leaves. It's also considered halacha naruim. Then in Chanan with Yisaka, not a problem of taking a kura, and the kura can be mekasherit at the top also. But according to the Ashkenazim, it is ma'akiv. Those who want to be mitzad, the Shulchan Aruch says ma'akiv b'di'evit. So one should be nizar to make sure that it's a tefach below the top of the shedra. His last tabash should be a tefach below the top of the shedra. Sif beis yitol aguda biyada yemanis reshem lamalo vikrim lamata ve'etzik b'smolis. You should take your lulav in your right hand and the etzik in the left hand. Now, what's the story with taking them all in one hand? The Beis Yosef says, are you yetzer or not? The Beis Yosef is mitzadeh that you're not yetzer. Why? Because the Gemara says that it says, "Lakaftem lachem b'yom rishon priya tzador kapoy tamarim va'anaf etzoves va'arven ochal." We see that the Torah says that the kapoy tamarim, the anaf etzoves, arven ochal, all supposed to be together because it's a vav mechaber, as opposed to the priya tzador is without a vav mechaber afterwards with the kapoy tamarim. I mean, it's supposed to be separate. Now the shayla is the Gemara meant to say, the Gemara brings that down, but it gets to Eged. It's not supposed to be in the Aguda. We hold the lulav ain't tarach Eged. So then who told you, Bechlal, that it has to be in a different hand? It just can't be together. The whole thing is that it shouldn't be in the same Eged. But who told you it has to be in a different hand? Betam HaZeh Fekta Taz. Says Aruch HaShulchan, and I'll tell you why. Because if you hold the lulav ain't tarach Eged, so what's the Torah coming to tell you? The Torah is coming to tell you, don't put it together in the same Aguda. But we don't hold lulav tarach Eged. Elamai, the Torah is coming to tell you, don't put it together in the same hand. And Memele is Metzadeh, that he's machmer mamish. At the end of the day, he says that kenzayin is not machmer b'di'evin. However, he says that l'chur, that's mefurish in the Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah is choshish for this lemaisa, and he says if a person took it in one hand, he should go ahead and take it again afterwards in two hands. If it would be pasha that you want to be yoytzeh, then that would be the best eitzah. Put them both in one hand, by the shas of the bracha, be every last yas, so you make the bracha and then move it to the second hand. Is there a difference by bracha? So what's the story? By halal pashas, there's no difference. That's the same chiluk of the na'anuim, and you have to hold them together. Aruch HaShulchan speaks it out lehedya. What's the story with hayshanis? By hayshanis, do you have to hold them in two hands or in one hand? So it's not mefurish bechlal. It's you're not doing na'anuim. You're just holding it. What din do the hayshanis have? Is that a chiluk of the mitzvah that you have to be holding it in two hands? Or is it not a chiluk of the mitzvah? From the Aruch HaShulchan grad, it's mashma that it is a chiluk and you should be holding it in two hands. That is the mashmois. Yeah, that's if, no, that's the Mishnah Berurah brings that down also. He says that if you're holding one in one hand and one in the other, then the esrog should be in the left and the lulav should be in the right. But Lav Dafka was he saying that you have to do them both, that you're not yoytze if you put them in the same together. You shouldn't put together. Lechatchila and Echanami. It would be the mashmois maybe is that any time that you take it, you should always put the lulav in the left hand and the esrog in the right hand. The Maisa, there are those that brought down, I can't remember where I saw it. One of the earlier Achranim says that the minig is by Ashanas to hold it in one hand. I saw from Abu Yashiv that he says in Ashriya Ish, they brought down from him that if you're holding your sitter in one hand, then it's not a problem to hold the lulav and the esrog in the other hand. Lamaisa, I don't know how much you can bring a raya from pictures, but if you look at the pictures, Abu Yashiv in the top left hand corner seems to be holding a Hashanis in one hand and a lulav and esrog in the other hand. As is Rav Steinman, as is Rav Shmuel Auerbach, as is Rav Shlomo Volbo, as is Zion Fisher, and the other people are just not saying Hashanah. But note also that everybody almost is their bright yellow esrog. But either way, the mashmois is that maybe you can't bring a raya from a picture. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. But Yesh L'Ayin, it seems that they're all saying Hashanah, and it seems that not everybody was makbid. However, there are those that bring down the chatchila one should. It seems that way from the Aruch HaShulchan. A lot of people talk about it. Either way, if you could do it, they said so many ways that you could do it, l'chatchila, I don't know what the big issue is not to, but it seems that l'maisa, it's not a problem, it's not ma'akiv. They have all these things, you can put it on your thumb, you can clip it onto your hayshanis, you can clip it onto your lulav, all types of things. Little cards. Now, taking them, derech gidei lasoi. Taking a lulav derech gidei lasoi, the mechaber says, once you take it derech gidei lasoi, the Bikur Yaakov has a fascinating suffix. He says, Anu Yeshve Europa, us that live in Europe, and we get our lulavim from Australia or from America, and kiyodua that the world is round and they're on the other side, mamela what derech delasa of them is upside down by us. So if we take the lulav really, we should be taking the lulav upside down because that's the way that it grew underneath on the other side of the world. That's derech delasa. Or do we say no? Derech delasa means with the bottom where it comes out of, facing the ground. V'hachi mistavro, he says. V'hachi mistavro, v'chein amed debar. To be nice to take it, it's just fascinating that he was even decided that one should not do that. Now, if l'chur of the nekuda is, as long as the bottom is facing the bottom, that's considered derech delasa imemela. Even if your hadasim start bending over at the top, l'chur it's not a chasaron in derech delasa. There is a chazanish mitzadet about the leaves, but sometimes the top of the hadas is green, or the top and it's soft, and the top of a rava, certainly depending on what type of ravas you get, the prepackaged ones, and they can be bending over, but since l'maisa the bottom is sticking up from the bottom, is towards the ground, that would be considered derech delasa. Some people like to tie it at the top, that should stay together. Now, what's the way to take the Magen Avraham is mechadosh over here, something that many people, I think, never heard of. And that is that when you take the Dalan Minim, you should take the Esrog first and then take the Lulav afterwards. And when you put it down, you should put down the Lulav first and then put down the Esrog. In fact, brings it down from the Matar Moshe. Shlo HaKadosh, Matar Moshe is already a few hundred years ago. Where did this come from? Frek the Dalam Ravava, what are you talking about? Besides the fact that it's Maduik in the Tur and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, L'chari, not that way. But where did you get this from? We find such a musik by Tvilin, that's Exeris HaKos, they should always have the Tvilin Shal Yad on. The Tvilin Shal Reish should be on at any point that your Tvilin Shal... The Tvilin Shal Yad should be on any point that your Tvilin Shal Reish are on. That's where the Tvilin Shal Reish go on second, you take them off first. But we don't find any such Exeris HaKos by Dalad Minim. It says if some Sefer, I'll tell you what the Pshat is, it says Anafei Tzavis. It says Priya Tzadar, Anafei Tzavis. Priya Tzadar is before Anafei Tzavis. That means the Priya Tzadar you're supposed to have before you have the Anafei Tzavis. Any time that you have the Anafei Tzavis, you should already have the Priya Tzadar. Azei Zavtech Sam Sefer. What's the Minig Ha'Olam? Kimdumani that the Minig Ha'Olam is not to be makpid on this. And L'chura, though somebody did tell me that he did, his father would always be makbet to tell him that to first pick up the esrog and then afterwards the whatchamacallit, the lulav. The ma'aseh shari tshuva over here brings down ayin machzik bracha b'shem zera emesh. I know the lulav koydim yesh loy almi lismaych. So whoever takes the lulav first, yesh loy almi lismaych. Now the truth is that it's meduik. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this Magen Avraham. As a matter of fact, it's meduik later on that he does not hold this way. Because when he's talking about when you make a bracha over lasi asai, one of the etzos is to pick up the make the bracha and then pick up the dalan minim. He says first pick up the lulav, and then the lashon mechaber is yivarach anatilas lulav v'shechiyanu koydim sheyito laesrig kedei shivarach over lasi asai. Says the Mishnah Berurah koydim sheyito laesrig mitam dein levarach koydim sheyito lenu lulav. Don't make a bracha before you pick up the lulav. First pick up the lulav, make the bracha, and then pick up the esrig. Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah that you're picking up the lulav before you're picking up the esrig. What's that? Can't make the bracha on the lulav? Yeah. Why not? No, put on the same thing. Put it down the lulav. Pick up the esrog first, and then make the bracha. You shouldn't have the lulav? Zolzanazoi, but it's mafurish that that's what you're doing. In Echonomia, here. L'maisa, you're breaking bracha on the lulav. How do you make it on the lulav when it's sitting down? 100%. But it's mafurish, l'maisa, that that's what you're doing. In Echonomia, you're taking it beforehand. And l'chura, another raya is from the Minig Ha'Olam. Rav Ruba of the Ha'Olam, the way that they do every last yasa is they flip over the esrog. If you're telling me that you have to have your lulav, the esrog, as long as you have the lulav in your hand, you have to have an esrog. When you're flipping over the esrog, you don't have the esrog in your hand. I just want to say that's considered having the esrog in your hand. It's a chur chiddush. But the truth is that if the Levush Yisrod says, Vidas the Magen Avraham, according to the Magen Avraham, what's the way to be yaitz if you hold it? You have to put the esrog in your hand first. He says, what's the way to do every last yasa? Pick up the esrog, pick up the lulav in the same hand, make the bracha, and then move the lulav over to the next hand. That's with the Anach Pshuta that you can't be Yetzi with having the both in the same hand. But look, according to the Magen Avraham, that's what we'd have to do. The minhag ha'olam, the ma'isa, is not that way. Either it's like the Mishnah Berurah or it's the Bima Hapichin. And the Chora, that's the Chora not like this, Magen Avraham. Even? Why is it ma'akiv? I hear. Why should it be ma'akiv at the end of the day? If you could switch it around, then it's your yotze. Then either way, it should be yotze. Sif Gimel talks about itur yad, itur net alula b'yimin shel kol adam, b'yimin kol adam, v'esu b'smol kol adam, debas yimin d'smol da'al ma'azinon. V'loi bas yimin d'smol d'day. Says there, amal v'yishu m'dazinu bas yimin d'day. V'yish litul alula b'yimin d'day, v'esu b'smol d'day. L'mayin says, m'chlegis din mechaber d'ar amal, what does the lefty do? Does the lefty take, like everybody else says the mechaber, and he has to have his lulav in his right hand, you go buster the alma, that's the chashivas. It's only by tefillin that we say not that way. Or is it a din dafka? Or the Ramah says no, that the lefty takes him in his most chashiv hand, he takes the lulav in his left hand, and the esrig in his right hand. Dumani that many do not know this halacha. Lamai said that's the way that Mishnah Berurah paskins. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechadish, that a Rav Kihila, or somebody else, that everybody's looking at what they're doing, or Shashiva, or Kedema, then even if he's a lefty, he should put his esrig in his right hand, he should put his left lulav in his right hand like everybody else, because the Maisa, not everybody knows that he's a lefty, and it looks weird, and it looks funny. And maybe if he's being Masada Kedushin also, he says, hold the cup in your right hand, don't hold it in your left hand, even if you're a lefty. Anything which the person is doing, it's not ma'akiv l'maisa, and ma'ayla, since it looks weird, then people are not going to be, people will start being mefakfik, you shouldn't do milsa d'tmiyo, and therefore, he should put it in his right hand, not tefillin as well, which is mefurish that you can't do that. No, that's a din, certainly, din d'raisa, pashtas, yod ho, yod keyom. The lemaisa b'di'evin yetzis havitzai. Now, somebody that's an ambidextrous, so the halacha is that you go baser, you should do like everybody else. However, it doesn't have the same klal as tefillin. By tefillin, we say that if he does everything with his left hand and he writes with his right hand, we go baser what he writes with. There it says v'chasavtim, u'kshatim, v'chasavtim. But over here says the Shari Tshuva, we do not say that. And memela, even if he does rave of the malachis with his left hand, and just writes with his right hand, we consider him a lefty, and we do like a lefty does. Sif Dalet. Adam shein layad noit alulav bizroye mechein esrig. Somebody Rachman al-San doesn't have a hand, then he takes the lulav in his zroya, and also the esrig. Now the place can point out that this is lav dafka, somebody that doesn't, Aruch HaShulchan, many others, that this is lav dafka, somebody that doesn't have a hand. Somebody that can't use their hands for whatever reason, because they're in handcuffs, or because they can't use their arm either, they have to use the underarm, or because they have a cast on their hand, so they can't do it. In such a case also, they would use the other hand, and they would take it and take the lulav in their left hand, let's say that the right hand is tied up with a cast, and they would take the lulav in their right hand, the lulav in the left hand, and they would take the esrig in the opposite hand, the elbow of the opposite hand. I'm not exactly sure why you have to take it in the elbow of the opposite hand, why you can't take it in the elbow of the same hand. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Zroya Shekinegdoi. I can understand you're not supposed to take them both together in the same hand. But one in the hand and one in the arm, in the elbow, I'm not sure what the issue should be in such a case. Now if... One's maybe a Nitzilas B'Zayin and one's not a Nitzilas B'Zayin.
I mean, it's practicality.
Why can't you hold like this?
No, we can't.
You can't shake the lulav. You can't shake the practicality, maybe? Practicality. So you can put it together. Also, you're supposed to be mechaber. That's a good reason. Because being mechaber, as we'll see in Sefer Aleph, you have to be mechaber lechatchila. But the Eved not, but lechatchila, one should do it. Now, if the cast doesn't cover his entire hand, and still fingers are out, that we'll see that Lachori should still take it in his right hand and hold it with his fingers. That we'll see in a minute. Now, what's with taking it, Rachman al-San, somebody that both his arms are tied up, and he can't, can he take it in his teeth? So we saw that there's a machlekes between the Prima Gadim and Kuriyakir, and Mishnah Berurah goes to the Prima Gadim that I shouldn't say that. He brings down both shittas, it's not clear how he's Machriya. He brings down the Prima Gadim that says that Lav Lakichi Yiklal, Bikuriyakir, Chayluk Alav Ayin Sham. Guru Yaakov says that it is considered l'kicha. Once it doesn't say l'kicha b'yad, you can take it even in your teeth. Tell us, what's the plan of the Prima God, and why shouldn't it be considered l'kicha? Once it doesn't say l'kicha b'yad, so why is it not l'kicha? Ulai, I don't know if shat. Ulai pshat is that when a person takes something in his in his mouth, we look at that more as a ma'isa achilo than a ma'isa lekicha. Even if he's not chewing it. But the mouth is meant for eating. It's not meant for taking things. And the mela under the arm, in the elbow, in the hand, these things you could say is all considered a lekicha. It doesn't say dafka the yad. Mashenkin with the mouth, that's looked at as achilo more, not as a ma'isa of a lekicha. If that would be the case, then one could still clear what would be with his toes. Can he take it in between his feet? Is that considered, or is that maybe a design? But as a kicha, can zayin, is that still considered an oifen al kicha? The sif, hey, I didn't find any gila with regard to that shayla. Yivarach anatilas lulav v'shechiyanu kain yivshit la'eser, k'desh yivarach oivel asiyasei. One is supposed to make a bracha oivel asiyasei. Now the Rambam says one should take it before he picks it up. The Rosh says, what do you mean? That's over the over. If you're not holding it in your hand, that's over the over. Now the shayla is, why is that considered over the over? Over the over is like by a talis. You have to first pick it up, and then you have to be misatif. Don't make the bracha beforehand, before you pick it up. But over here, as soon as you pick it up, you're going to be carrying the mitzvah. Why is it considered over the over? Maybe the nekuda is that we don't see the shaykhis to the mitzvah. If it's just sitting on the table, then I don't see any shaykhis. It's the chisaron of over the over. That it's too far removed from the mitzvah klal. And the meila wants you to do that. If that would be the case, and then the chanami lachar, if you picked one up already, then that would be okay. And that's really the mashmaos over here. Is that after you pick up the lulav, then make the bracha. The Meister of Shlomo Zalman would do that. Shlomo Zalman would hold the lulav in his hand, and the esrog, he would put his hand on the esrog on the table, and make the bracha, and then pick it up. That's what we do. That wouldn't be considered lachar over the over. That's how some people were noyik. Now, lamaisa, the minigo olam is lachar not that way. The minig ha'olam is like the Aruch HaShulchan, it says, v'kach noyigin ha'almoin, is to flip over the esrig. Flipping over the esrig is, you're not yotzei mitzvah yet. Now the goyim tain is, that's not such a great etza. Why? Because you didn't flip over your lulav. Go out of the box says, the best etza is to flip over the lulav also. Flip over the lulav and flip over the esrig. That's not the minig ha'olam. Says the goyim, once you're not flipping over your lulav, then you're ready yotzei your lulav, since you're yotzei one after the next, you're ready yotzei your lulav, hadas ma'arovis, before you picked up your esrog, then it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to take them all together. And you come to it that you took your lulav esrog hadas, lulav hadas and ma'arovis, and only afterwards are you taking your esrog after you flip it over. What's that? It's not better than esrog on the table, correct? Correct? That's why the Gaon says that the best eitzah is to be mechava not to be eitzah. Just mechava not to be eitzah till after you take the lulav, after you make the bracha. Now, lulav is a mitzafina amina, I would have said, and I think that maybe that's Shana the Taz. And when a person flips over their esrig, that's what they're doing. They're vising, they're showing that they don't want to be yotzei till later on. I'm flipping it over to show you that I don't want to be yotzei now. I want to be yotzei later on. And I don't want to be I don't want that to be... What? Yeah, Zichra had in mind, from the fact that that is the minig ha'olam to flip over the esrig, that's cool. The Taz just says it's a way to remind yourself not to be mechaven, to be yotzei. But Be'etam, since I'm planning on doing that, then Memela, that's my das. That just shows what my das was when I picked it up, that I don't want to be Yitzah. And Memela and Echanami, in such a case, that would be... The truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says this also. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when you put them both in one hand, that's L'chur should be an Yitzah, that's a way to be not to be Yitzah. Because he says, however, I would think me the right to attack our Yitzah in one hand. Unless the very fact that you put in one hand shows that you don't want to be yotzei. Shows that you don't want to be yotzei. The fact that you put in one hand. I would have thought that that's considered the case. If that would be the case, then we would have an yotzei for the question that I was just asked. Somebody told me that what he used to, because I presume he's going to change, used to do is that he rotzein, that we say before that the dalan minim, he would first have the lulav and esrog right side up, derech yidei la'asai. Then when it comes to the bracha, like it says in the siddur, you flip over the esrog, and then you make the bracha, and then you flip it back over. Problem is, you already yotzei beforehand. But if you learn that the whole vart of flipping over the esrog is to show that I don't want to be yotzei, that's really what you're doing. It could be that in this case, Itaka didn't know that. So then maybe that in the chanami. But if all it is just a vise that you don't want to be yotzei till after the bracha, then matnish it really doesn't make a difference. You already have the mile of the goyin that you're not being mechavin to be yotzei till after you flip back your esrog. That's when you're being mechavin to be yotzei. Now, what happens if a person forgot to make the bracha at the time before he picked it up? He already picked it up and he forgot to make the bracha. He's ready yotzei. Or he didn't flip over his esrog. Ukedema. What's the story? It says Mishnah Berura, you can still make the bracha afterwards. How much afterwards? So he says,
from the Sharatim brings down from the Prima Godim. Lidvar of the Prima Godim, Ikmer Neanea Gamkein, Avshreich is the Dain Biyodr, Shuvin Yachal Avarech. Only till after the Na'anuim. Mashmois is the Na'anuim that you're shaking right then. If you remember in the middle of Na'anuim, then you're still allowed to make a bracha till you finish the Na'anuim. That's what it would sound like. Even though you're still before Halal. That's what it would sound like. We'll see later on that if a person gets a lulav and esrog in the middle of Halal, Mishabur says you can make a bracha in the middle of Halal. The Maisa the Chaya Adam says that, you know, afterwards he brings down, according to the Goyim, Omnum, if you das a gro, mevarach acharkach. According to the Goyim, it can be mevarach acharkach. What's acharkach? Acharkach, till when can you be mevarach? So the Chaya Adam says you can even be mevarach before the Na'anuim of Halal. Not only that, it can be mevarech in halal also ben aprakim. Now, just to clarify, ben aprakim doesn't mean every time that there's a space in between the paragraphs, because the kapitel and tehillim are split up before moshiv is a chelik of the kapitel of the paragraph before him. It has to be in between the prakim of halal of tehillim. However, the ma'is of the chayadim says you could make a bracha even in the middle. The svara is. Because the bracha is a mitzvah derabanan, and the na'anuim are a mitzvah derabanan. The na'anuim halal, that's our mishnah. It's mefurish the mishnah, chazal mitzvah, then do the na'anuim halal. Mela, the bracha could be going also in those na'anuim. What happens if a person forgot to make the bracha till after the na'anuim halal, he finished? But he still has a kofet. Can he go ahead and make the bracha then? The chay adam is mistapik. Now those mitzvahs can demand the Mekor Yaakov is mitzvahs that in a chanami you could even afterwards. The truth is from Taisvis on the Aflametes and Malaf, it's mashma that you could. Because Taisvis says that Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to make the bracha beforehand. Because the Na'anuim are all chilek from the mitzvah. And not only that, he says, the Anshei Ma'aseh would hold the lulav the entire day. It's mashma that holding the lulav the entire day until you put it down, you're okay. So if you do a kafe, it's right after halal like they do here in Eretz Yisrael, and as long as you haven't put down the lulav, lechor would be okay. You could be mitzad that it's dafka those that are naik to hold it the whole day. That they're able to do it beforehand. I would say to be same on the Chai Adam and the Goyin Lechera, at least during Halal, Al Sakofis, the Chai Adam himself is Mistapik, Yesh L'ayin, if a person should take a bracha, should make a bracha in such a case, he should maybe get somebody else to be made to him and then shuffle the luv again. But during Halal, it would be okay as long as it's Bein Aprakim. Sivvav, Shechianu, Lo Yivar Shechianu, Bishas Asiyos Luluv, El Bishas Asiyos Lamaisa, even though the Gemara says that we do it Bishas Asiyos. The minig is to do it only b'shas birchosay, b'shas when you're taking the lulav of l'maisa. And what happens if a person didn't make a shechiyonu on the first day, or on the second day? So the truth is that there is no inyan to make a bracha on the second day, Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. That was one of the questions, if you didn't make a bracha on the second Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. One should not be making a shechiyonu on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. The halacha is you're even allowed to make a bracha of shechiyonu before Yom Tov. That's what they would make it b'shas asiyah. You make one shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Dal Minim. If you made it already on the first day, you don't make it on the second day. If you didn't make it on the first day, make it on the second day. If you didn't make it on the second day, make it on the fifth day or on the seventh day. Now, what happens if you didn't make it on the first day and you remember in the middle of Halal that you didn't make it? Can you make it then or not? So after the Na'anuim, after you made the you did the Na'anuim, if you're still before Halal, it would be okay to do it. I'll make the Shechiyonu, you're still going to be Menanea. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Metzadeh, that even Toicha Halal, you can make the Shechiyonu. Once again, Dafka Bein Aprakim. You'll be able to make the Shechiyonu also the first day after Halal. Don't make the Shechiyonu till the next day. Sif Zayin, the final Sif, we'll end with this Sif, Be'ezer Hashem. The Mechaber says, Em also beis yad, v'nosa b'ilula, v'nosa l'shaper domi. Then you're not yotze. If you put in a kli, you're not yotze. And no bula hachmir says the Rama lasser atvilin at abayis miadam. Am medina ein lochish hol ve'ein kol ayan mechus behem. The chatchila one should take it off. Anything which is chaitit, where b'di'eved, it's not a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. V'hu adinim lovish bate yadayim al yodov. It's a problem. The same way that if you wrap up your hands, so if you're wearing gloves, it's a problem. Maybe somebody wants to wear gloves because of Corona. L'chura, even though it's not maybe a mizayin, because you're not doing it because you don't want to touch it, but rather because a person is nervous. However, the Indian is that it's either chatzitz or not a l'kicha. And since the entire hand is covered, l'chura, that would be an issue. One would not be able to be yitzis. You go to the kreso, and there's 15,000 people shuffling the same lulav and esrog, and you want to put on gloves, yesh l'ayin, whether or not one could be yitzis in such a case. At least cut off the top the fingers, and be able to take it like that.
What about the guy with the allergies? So for him, it's a better
lekicha. It's a better lekicha because it's no. For him, it's a better lekicha.
it's not. It has to be the varm. Why it's not chaytes is only kol in a oisay in a chaytes. It has to be a din of noy of the luluf, and that's why the egged is not chaytes. But if it's out himself, the chayr yesh it won't work. Now, what's the story with the chatzitza on hands? Are we chayshish for chatzitza? The chatzitza we are chayshish. The place in the same Rishon Zalman says really, if a person has a band-aid on, the chatzitza wants to take off a band-aid. If he has something that he can't take off, then as long as it's not covering the entire hand, it's okay. What's miktas yodav? What's he has a glove and he pokes, takes a needle and he pokes a hole. So it's only miktas, which is lashon arachas rokin is a miktas. The chur has to be a chaticha really scalbed. Exactly how much the chaticha really scalbed is, I can't tell you. But it has to be that it's shaykh to the hand, that we see the hand. It could be that there's also a chatzitza. It could be that even roiv is covered. But it has to be that I see that your hand is taking it. Either the fingers or the palm of the hand is on it. L'chara. There are those that, l'maisa, the oilam does take off those that wear tefillin on chalamah, you take it off beforehand. Different than Rish Chodesh, that we take it off before Moshe, we take it off before Ha'al. Pashas, this is the reason why. To take it off before Ha'al, shouldn't be a chatzitza. Some people are even choshish and tzadin, what's with water? Is it a choshit? Big chiddush to be choshish for such a thing. But lechatchila in a chanami, as long as miktas yodov is uncovered, then b'di'evet it's not ma'akiv. Lechatchila we're choshish, b'di'evet it's not ma'akiv. Now, what's the story with women and their rings? Do women take off rings on when they take the luluf? Kimdumani, the minhag is not to. Women do not take off their rings. I saw B'Sham Zalman in his house, also the woman didn't take off his rings. Maybe he's mitzad looked there in the Licha Shlema for other reasons. But L'chara, it's a big chiddush. It's not Iker Dedino, and it's only so little like Yishlein, whether or not you're even holding it with that part which is going on the. But since women are not Mechuyiv Mikra Adin in the first place, to be Machmor and then something which is not Mikra Adin, L'maisa, it's not the minhag of the Olam, and it's not Choytas Mikra Adin, and therefore it's not a problem. Kimdumani, that is the minhag of Reiv Noshim, Befrat, if they don't take it off, if they don't need dough, so then it's not Choytas Bechal, something that they wanted on there. Kol Lenoi is a dover which is on their fingers, which they don't want to take off, they don't have any specific reason to take off, then in a chanami, it would not be chaytis, unless they take it off during a shower or a kedema.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's talking about, so some places can say that it's talking about taboyis that cover a roiv of the hand or a big portion of the hand. That's if you look there in Shlomo Zalman. But at least he's definitely talking about men, he's not talking about women. She's making a bracha, it's not a problem. She's allowed to make a bracha, and even a man's allowed to make a bracha. The question is, should we be choishish lechumra for something which is not makiv in the oven? Then we're not going to be choishish when you get to a woman who usually never takes off her hand, and it's such a small amount that it's covering. We'll talk about it afterwards. I apologize because we're just so late. The last thing, maybe we should leave it for next simon of when to make the bracha. We'll leave it for next time.